Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob was just on. This is Sam, the other guy, the other one. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. Sam is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the former senior partner with Tatum for many years. When he joined us in the early days, that was what was going on. And he's advisor to CEOs and has been for most of his career. And now he's our advisor. He's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you back, Sam. So, okay, you've been talking about and writing about the overlaying the future economy with the prospective candidates for president.
Yes.
And I want you to talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, I'm looking at the presidential candidates from a viewpoint of who would be best for small business, and business in general, and and for that matter, also in a broader sense, financial markets. But let's focus on small business.
Yeah, because financial markets can take care of themselves.
Yeah, they take care of themselves, but they affect they're sort of consistent in a way with the kind of president that would be good for small business as well. Now, what do small business people want in a president? Well, they want one that would be have small government, minimum regulation.
How about one that just doesn't act like they hate us?
Yeah, one that understands. I think they want one that shares in some way their experience.
You mean who actually would be able to come close to understanding what it's like to make a payroll?
Yes, exactly. And balance out the pluses and minuses and get things done. For this is not an appeal for a Republican or a Democrat. Either side can do it. In fact, we've had some pretty good times under both Democrat and Republican administrations. The Clinton administration was a pretty good economic time. I'm talking about economics here, not political philosophy.
Because for the most part, the Clinton administration didn't get in the business of the business. They stayed out of our way. In fact, some of their policies were very pro-business.
They were, because he was... Clinton was not an ideologue.
Right.
He was a practical politician who got things done through some compromise and understanding the broad circumstance of things.
Mm-hmm.
A great economy is the best thing for small business. And what creates a great economy? Well, for one thing, it's having a steady hand, not one that is unpredictable. We like predictability.
Right.
We like, and in fact, to get something done, not only requires some compromise, but it also requires the executive experience. Both Reagan and Clinton, the most popular presidents of recent times, had both been governors. I think,
right.
Having served
right.
as a governor or CEO of something, really helps.
I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, the other thing, Sam, is small business owners don't know what certainty looks like. We don't live in a world of certainty.
No.
So we're not trying to get to certainty.
No.
We're trying to minimize the uncertainty. That's in any given day in our lives as small business owners, our job is to minimize and deal with the uncertainty.
Exactly.
And so... that's to me, that's what a government will do, And again, I know we're talking about presidents, but I think we should talk about the government, because the president is just one person, and the government is thousands of people out there who can get in our way and create uncertainty. And so the more they can help us minimize the uncertainty, the more we can focus on things that are productive, like hiring more people and paying more taxes.
Everything we do as business people has to do with the future. It has very little to do with the past. If we're going to make investments in people, in processes, in research, in capital equipment, it all has to do with our view of the future. And this is where a confidence level comes in. And the risk level, if it's high, will be not good for that,
right,
and would be bad for our business.
Well said, Sam. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be back after these messages.
You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.